and honored, by the way, visiting Pensacola today, yesterday and tomorrow as well. All the way from New York City, we welcome the publisher of African American Golfers Digest, Debert Cook. Debert, how are you today?
I'm doing well, and thank you for inviting me on. I'm so thrilled to be in Pensacola. It's my first time ever being here, and I've had a wonderful day.
Really? So you like our little town, obviously. We're slightly different from the Big Apple, as you may have gathered. The beaches are much nicer here.
People are so welcoming and warm and kind-hearted. I've just gotten royal treatment from everyone that I've met, and you know I have got to make it another visit here.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you've done since you got here yesterday. I know that you were out with my dear friend Robin Richard yesterday, went to one of our show's great sponsors, Seville Quarter, and had a good dinner there.
I certainly did, and then we started off this morning with golf, and I played over at the A.C. Reed course.
It
was fantastic.
Naval Air Station Pensacola with our good friend Mr. Steve Bobie.
Right, and we did like about 9 holes over there because we wanted to get around and see that lovely museum, the Aeronautics Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I could have spent the whole day there alone.
I did my first television broadcast from there when I was 3rd or 4th grade. I forget. But, yeah, it is, and let me tell you, it was less than a quarter of the size it is now,
really?
And it is one of the greatest, it's the number one tourist attraction in all of Northwest Florida, so I know you had a good time there, and then this afternoon you got to play a little golf with one of the young ladies who works for me, Miss Kristen Dorsey.
Kristen is adorable, and she's such a mentor and such a role model for the first tee women and guys that she's training up. I talked to Kristen about her success over at Kansas State University, and then she had a couple of rounds with us, 9 holes at Osceola Golf Course.
Mm-hmm.
We had a wonderful day, a little bit of breeze, and it was a successful outing. We had done 18, I'd have been real happy, but I'm happy.
Yeah, now, so what do you think about all those guys, and considering that I am a lifetime honorary member of this wonderful organization, the boys from Par 4 Charities, they're taking good care of you?
Absolutely, and you know what? They're doing better than that. They're taking good care of their own community. They're raising money, giving scholarships, helping the youngsters learn about the game of golf, and then they've got the side where they help each other, their neighbors, learn about the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been fantastic for me to see all of this up close and personal.
And I guess when you were at Osceola Golf Course, you met that ne'er-do-well older brother of mine, Adrian Stills.
Oh, Mr. Adrian Stills. Yes, I did. It was such a pleasure.
Now,
you know,
obviously, especially not just in, you know, golfing circles, PGA of America, but in African-American golfing circles, or even within the first tee, Adrian is a legend.
Yes, he is, absolutely. He has more documentary written about himself. I'm like, Adrian, when are you going to do your own book?